All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Washington State coach Ken Bone. The Cougars are home hosting Washington on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Coach, how are you today?
Pardon me?
That's the coach. You're on there?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
No problem at all. Coach, I'm doing a story on the junior class in the Pac-12 this year, and just kind of talking about the NBA care being so close. And a couple of years ago, you went through this with Klay Thompson, where, you know, he left after his junior year, and there was that push and pull of how hard do you push him to go and how hard do you pull him back into the college game. Can you talk about your discussions at all with him and just kind of what that process was like for you?
Sure. First of all, I think it's our responsibility as coaches to try to lead them in what way is best for them. And it's hard not to be selfish and just automatically say, hey, you need to stay here and help us win games. But in Klay's situation, we tried to gauge what was being said out there from different people in the NBA and trying to get a feel for where he might get drafted. And it was obvious that his stock was continuing to rise right up till the draft day. And so it was a no-brainer that it was a great time for him to leave school and go to the NBA at that time.
And you talk about the selfish aspect of it, about how bad you want them to stay. Is it hard as a coach to relinquish that a little bit? Is it hard to say that? Or is it something that by this point in your career you're just kind of trained to do? And you may be playing ahead for you.
Well, unfortunately, I've not had a lot of guys go to the NBA. I think any coach, you know, we're in the business to work with kids, and yeah, it's important to win games, obviously, but it's about your players and what's best for them. And so if it's the right time and the opportunity is right there and it would be foolish not to go and not to leave school and not to pursue that dream of theirs, then they've got to go. They've got to go for it, I believe. If you can help them understand that, hey, you know, you're hearing things, but it's not very factual, you're going to be way better off just staying in college another year and proving yourself even more so, then I think that's your responsibility, too, to the best of your ability to try to educate these guys on how it might help them the most.
Great, Coach. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Christian Capel, the News Tribune.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I was wondering, aside from Devontae's injury, if there was anything that you really thought you would have this year that you thought you'd be particularly good at or improved at that maybe hasn't been there?
Well, last year our priority was to go out and find a point guard, to go out and get a guy that we felt could run the show and had experience at that position, was really comfortable in that position. And we found the guy we wanted and needed, and unfortunately he's not here now. So that would be the only other situation besides Devontae's injury. And I felt back in the summer and early in the fall like our strength was definitely going to be our core group of guards, and I felt really good about the depth of our guards. But when Danny departed and then now Devontae has been injured for a few games, it's a much different group than I anticipated.
And defensively, under bringing in Rod Jensen and his principles and everything, how do you feel like that's gone?
I think it's gone well, but the offense has to match the defense. You've got the same group of kids out there playing, and it's not like football where you've got an offensive unit and a defensive unit. So, you know, we've definitely focused on defense, and maybe at times that can affect our offense. You know, we have not been a very good offensive rebounding team, yet we miss our fair share of shots. But the priority has been defense, so therefore we're working hard on getting back and slowing down other teams and doing a great job in transition. But naturally that affects your offense. So it goes hand in hand, but we brought Rod in. He's done a great job. I think our kids have embraced the philosophy, and there's been some games we've been really good at with our defense.
it sound like there's a chance Devontae could play Saturday?
Yeah, I think there's a chance he could play.
Has he practiced at all? Or?
No, he has not. He's been to practice. He's watched practice, but he's not been involved. Outside of practice, he's gotten some shots up, and he did a passing drill a couple days ago for about 2-3 minutes. That's been the extent of it.
Okay. Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
Our next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Again, to follow up on Devontae, has there been anything he can do in a cardio sense, like in a pool, that would help him, or is this going to be a long process just to assimilate him back?
Well, it is always different. Once those kids get back on the floor, I think it's usually different because they're not really in game shape. But, yeah, he's been in the pool doing hydro works, and he's done some sprint work, and he's done a little bit of conditioning. So hopefully when that day comes, when he is back, he'll have a little bit of stamina.
And Sunday, Arebu played more minutes, I think, than he's played recently. I just wondered, is there any temptation at this point to just say, hey, let's go younger, let's look toward the future, let's just go wholesale younger group?
Well, we did. He did play, and I think he did, like you said, he played a few more minutes than usual. I do think he's a young man that's got a chance to be really good, but he needs to learn to play within our system, and I think that takes some time. And he's actually playing a different role now than he played in high school, and so the process takes a little bit longer. But he did play 21 minutes in that game. Unfortunately, he had 4 turnovers. That wasn't a good sign, but I think, like what you're saying, Bud, is if he's going to improve, now's a great time to improve and just play him minutes so he's ready to go down the road. But yet, we're going to play guys as if, you know, this season is the most important season instead of looking forward to next year. So I'm going to continue to play him the minutes he deserves for this year and not think, well, he's our future, so I'm going to play him more minutes to prepare him for down the road.
And I realize Bay's, most of his minutes were right at the end. Did he show you anything that would warrant more time out there?
Yeah, he hit a couple threes, and we know he can shoot the ball. Sometimes you got to look at the time of the game and who was guarding him, and the score and how he got those shots off. But he's actually played in a few other games as of late. And got a shot off here and there and didn't have as much success. But the other day it was nice to see him hit a couple threes because he is a good shooter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. One more question.
Your final question comes from Doug Holler, the Arizona Republic.
Hey, Karen. There are a lot of good shooters in this conference this year. When you were preparing for Oregon State, did anything stand out in regards to Roberto Nelson, as far as his range? It seems like he has a couple more feet to the regular shooters in his conference.
Yeah, he really does. You know, there's a few guys like that, though. I mean, CJ Wilcox can shoot it from deep. Joseph Young can shoot it from really deep. Zach LaVine from UCLA has great range. I mean, there's a few guys, but Roberto Nelson is definitely one of them. And what I think he's done a great job of is becoming a multi-dimensional scorer. You know, he's extended his range, which forces you to step out further on him. He's also got a great shot fake, and now he drives it, puts it on the floor. He's got a good mid-range game, and he gets to the rim well. So I think Roberto's done a great job of improving here the last few years.
Great. Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
All right, Ken, that'll do it for today. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.